Bullseye, brought to you by Ellis Brown Architects.
Peter, what's Kelly's eye looking at today?
Very hard to find something on this building that stands out.
Now, come on, if you're looking across the road.
Well, I mean, I could describe it as a puritanical building. I could also say I'm looking at a fairly tall cross on
it. That certainly stands out.
Well, indeed it does. And obviously it's really the only thing that stands out because, yes, it is a church. And here we are. We've come to Willesden. We're on a one-way system and we're sort of squeezed between two furniture vans and I'm a bit worried one of them's going to back up. And we're looking at the Willesden Methodist Church, Oblique Church Hall.
Oblique Church Hall, that means a shared building for... well, I mean, you do find church halls as part of churches, don't you?
Yeah, well, this one, it was approved. The plans were approved in, December 1958. So that was 4 years after the Catholic Church around the corner had opened.
And the estate would be built, more or less, then?
Oh, well, the estate started in, was it 49? I think the first phase down the bottom opened. Yeah. So, yes, it had been going a little while. Davison Marsh drew the plans for this. The Catholic Church around the corner, which we looked at years ago, you may recall what is now the church was intended to be the hall, which was sort of phase one, so it could be dual purpose, and then eventually build the church, which would be larger. Well, the church never happened, so that the hall has always been the church. Well, here Davison's decided to, because of cost implications, to combine the two. So in a similar way to St. Joseph's, where you could actually screen off the sanctuary, then equally here you can screen it off and you've got yourself a large hall, which has in the past been used for Manx dancing lessons and all sorts of things. So work started in February 1958, and according to the town hall records, by February of 59, a full 12 months later, it was complete. Complete in the sense of complying with the bylaws, etc. When they had the official opening, I don't really know. But anyway, it's built out of peel brick, which is pointed.
Oh, they're peel brick, are they?
They're peel brick. Of course, we're looking at it in this sort of orange light, but it's peel brick, pointed and pointed with white cement. Yeah. Now, Tom Kenyuck, who did the Methodist Hall at Onchan at the same time as this, actually did his pointing on the peel brick in white cement running horizontally, but he used red cement vertically, which would have been a much more time-consuming job and was more effective, except the red is fading away. Here we have a sort of portico, a slightly pronounced entrance in precast concrete, probably Rudel Industries. There wouldn't be anybody else locally who could do it, unless, of course, the contractor himself did it, but I don't know who that was. And then above that is a tiled area with a cross set in. Now, those tiles have been painted. They've been painted this sort of midnight blue, almost the same as the doors. I'm fairly certain the doors were stained originally, and also those tiles up above were a light blue. It's a fairly low pitch. It's not a flat roof, but it's fairly low, probably 12 degrees, no more than 15 anyway. And obviously it served and still serves a purpose of providing place of worship and indeed social gathering for Willesden.
And built on something of a slope as well.
Something of a slope, and they sort of cut in a level to do it. And
concrete
site wouldn't be given. The site would have had to have been bought from Douglas Corporation. Yeah. It's interesting in these modern estates where planning approval says that for these large estates like the one at Peel, you shall make provision for shops, a pub and what have you. I don't think church comes into the equation anymore.
No.
But what happens is the contractor allocates a piece of land, but he never builds them. It's, as has happened in Peel, it's the brewery that have come along, or at least they paid for it to be built. Here in Willesden, of course, the corporation converted the old mansion house, the manor as it had become. It was never originally the manor, it was Willesden House. And in fact, when the corporation bought this estate, they divided the old Willesden House into two, and the borough architect Leslie Mellor lived in one half, and the other half, I'm fairly certain, was Eric Coward. And then, of course, eventually they leased the thing out to the brewery. It's become the local for this area.
Many of the most iconic buildings around the island have been designed by Ellis Brown Architects. Keep up with Ellis Brown today on Facebook or via ellisbrown.im.